flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Been a long show. What do you got going this weekend, buddy?
Not much. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. That should be exciting.
Nice.
A lot of football on the docket.
Have we really gotten to the point in life where you're like, this big, exciting haircut that I got coming up here?
I only get a haircut once every like 6 months. My hair just refuses to grow. So when I actually do have a haircut, I'm like, all right, here we go. Like when I was in college, where I got the little wings on the side right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get rid of those.
Yours are so much more tame. Like when mine go wing, there's the widow's peaks, which I absolutely hate and I'm cursed. It's bad enough to be fat. Do you have to also make me with widow's peaks? Mm. But it's more that I just don't like getting my hair cut.
Wait, my bad. No, you don't have a widow's peak. What are you talking about?
No. We admit it. It's okay. We both do. It's all right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been cursed. Okay. But I just loathe getting my hair cut. I just do.
Why?
I just don't care for it. I don't like having to pay for it. I don't like having to go there. I find the whole thing usually, and because of the way I do it, like I don't go to a barber. All right, that feels like a relationship. I got a lot of relationships in my life. I don't know.
Well,
I
feel like you'd love your barber if you had a consistent barber.
You talk to
the barber and you get to know the barber, and then the barber becomes a part of your life.
I think it's easier to find somebody to marry than a good barber. When I say good barber, I mean a barber that aligns with what you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
What do you want? You just want a good haircut at the end of the day, right?
Well, I want a good haircut. Maybe freshen up the beard a little bit.
Wait, so where do you go? Or do you not go to anywhere?
Oh, if it's got clips, if it's got like words like great or best in it,
that's where I go.
And that's probably why I don't like it, because usually there's a stench, you know, like there's something wrong with, and I'm not talking about the place. I've just had a lot of, the randomness of it has gotten me to a point where it's not great. Or you're sitting there smelling somebody who didn't take a shower for 2 days. That's happened a few times.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's not fun. I actually go to a salon. I don't even go to a barber.
Wow.
I go to a salon.
What's the difference, by the way? This gets back to scotch and whiskey.
Yeah, no, I can't tell you the difference. I just know it's a salon and not a barber. It is more, there's way more female clients than there is male clients.
Uh-huh.
And they always seem disappointed that they're just, you know, giving me a regular haircut. And I'm only there for like 20 minutes and then I'm on my way.
Yeah, like a barber sees you and is like, it's my guy, JP. A salon, they're like, this is going to be $20. What am I doing?
Yeah, I almost think they're disappointed, you know, because it's not like big, it's not expensive. And so the tip isn't going to be as large because it's not $150 thing that they're doing. So I'm excited for that. That's going to be my weekend. Outside of that, a lot of football, I imagine.
I just don't.
Probably go to a couple restaurants.
How do you pick out a barber?
It's tough. You got to go through it's a rotating revolving door type thing. Like you got to
that's a lot of energy.
No, it is. And the problem is that you can find one you really like, and then these days haircuts are so expensive. I mean, unless you go to one of those places that starts with great or anything like that, like they really are. They're not cheap these days, man.
So it's funny. It's not so. I don't know
why they're so expensive, but they're very expensive these days.
All right, I do not love paying for a haircut. But it's more just, it's tedious. Like the idea that I got to audition them or I'm going to go to this one.
Is this like when you mow your lawn and you know a week from now that it's going to come back and what you did a week prior is just really isn't going to matter? Is it the idea that the hair grows regardless and so you don't feel like you've accomplished anything or what?
No, it's really just I've never enjoyed getting my hair cut and I just have never found, my dad wasn't a barber guy either. I feel like if you go to a barber now, it's like a learned behavior. Right? We're like, oh, my dad took me to my barber. My dad went to the same barber for 30 years.
That's how I was growing up.
I don't have that backstory. I don't have that. It's a lot.
It's what I had growing up. I don't have that anymore. What's in the docket for you this weekend?
A lot of football. Oh, I'll be on Infinity Sports Network from 12 to 5 on Sunday. You're going to hear about an hour and a half of that right here on 92.3 The Fan.
That's better than my half hour last weekend.
Yeah, so I've made sure. I was like, I got to have one more hour than JP. So I got that. But not that.
It's just you got to go really hard in the paint for that hour and a half then.
Yeah.
Like that half hour I was
is that
on.
Is that where I just whip out some great Cavs or Browns takes?
Well, I don't know about that. But like the very best you have in that hour and a half.
All right, let's go to Nate the Barber here. Nate the Barber, do you introduce yourself as Nate the Barber or do you just introduce yourself as Nate?
No, I introduce myself as Nate. But my name is Nathan Rivera. I'm a barber. I own a shop in Parma Heights. Quick plug to Rivera Barber Company. Listen, man, I would be happy to cut your hair. I'd be happy to get you out of wherever it is that's making you unhappy. And also, tell your partner I'd be happy to get him out of the salon.
Look at that.
Get him into a man's spot.
I was going to say, why did we say salon in such a way? Man. Yeah, I don't know. It's what my wife ended up booking for me, and it's the place I like at this point. We tried so many barbers out. I didn't try you out, Nate, but we tried so many places.
You should try out one more, my friend. I'll take care of you.
So, Nate, real quick here, buddy, because I appreciate you calling in. What should I be looking for in a barber other than his name's Nate the Barber and he owns a shop in Parma? What am I looking for?
Sell us.
Yeah, listen, your barber is one of your best friends, man. Your barber listens to you. He understands exactly what you're looking for in your haircut. And when he does get it, here's the best part about a barbershop. You walk in, you sit down. You don't even have to tell this guy anymore. He cuts your hair. You guys have a great conversation. You talk sports. You talk politics, even though you're not supposed to in barbershops. But you talk sports. You talk politics. Hmm. You shoot the S, and then you call it a day. You leave. You hand me a couple bucks. I say, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hey, Nate, if someone wants to talk Trump with you, are you like, Trump is awesome, but then somebody else comes in and they want to talk about like Joe Biden, and you're like, that Biden guy's great too. Is that how you play it, or do you actually give your real thoughts?
Absolutely not, dude. Biden sucks.
Oh, okay. Wait, real quick.
Hey, that's how we're doing here.
All right. Is my barber, if in this hypothetical situation of me actually going to a barber.
I walked into that.
My question here is, if I only go once every 2 months, is this still going to be the relationship, or do I have to be an every 2 week haircut guy?
No, man. We'll still have that relationship. You're not going to want to wait 2 months. You're going to look good. You're not going to want to wait 2 months. Your wife's going to look at you again. But if you want it to be every 2 months, it can be.
Nate, we appreciate you. Thank you very much there. Good luck on your business. She hasn't stopped looking at me. I would love the idea if this whole time, it wasn't the fatness. It wasn't the high cholesterol. It wasn't, mobility issues. The whole thing holding back anybody's boudoir life was that haircut. That'd just be the funniest thing. Like of all the things that you could not get, not get extra attention from your significant other for your haircut feels low on the priority list. No,
you know what would be awesome for the both of us?
What's that?
Is if we had one of the wives that just cut their hair for you.
So that's okay. So I grew up. My aunt Nicole.
Yeah,
was a former stylist. So
there you go.
Just anytime I wanted to, I could just pop over and she would cut my hair. And now my sister-in-law is. But no, I can't
do that. Oh, get your
sister-in-law.
No,
I can't
not?
Do it.
If I had a sister-in-law that would cut hair, I would totally let my sister-in-law cut my hair.
So, one...
We do it in the kitchen and everything. I don't care.
I can't do it. She works so damn hard.
See, I just don't trust my wife with scissors, so I would not do that. But like, I mean, it feels like the type of thing that if I don't know, would Vanessa ever learn on like YouTube or something?
So I think,
or is it harder than that?
So I actually think,
I mean, it's harder than that.
To get really specific,
it's harder than that. But for all you or I would want, we're asking for is a cut down.
You know what makes it even worse is...
Like, you said you go to a place that start with great. It's not like they're...
I have two sisters-in-law that cut hair, and I don't go to either.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No, I don't... One, they both are moms who have kids and work their butts off, so I don't want to be like...
It's 20
hey,
minutes.
No. And two...
The dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a little terrified of having elongated conversations with my sister-in-law.
The problem with that is that we don't have the type of job that is like reciprocal, right? Like some people have a job where it's like, oh, okay, I can cut your hair, but then when I need something in return, then you can go ahead and do that for me from like, you know, whatever your job is standpoint. All we have to offer people is just sports opinions.
Maybe that's...
Like
maybe
we have nothing to offer
people.
See,
maybe that's where I can haggle with a barber and not with a stylist, is I can say, listen... You're going to give me your best haircut, and we're going to trim up this beard. We're going to look great. And I'm going to give you 15 minutes of a segment.
Yeah, I don't know that the trade-off is there. Well, it's basically what the conversation is in general.
I mean, think about it, because I can figure out how much we charge for a 60-second read for one of my clients.
Yeah.
And then, so, and put
I don't
that
think
out.
Gonna, I don't think they're going to
the
invoice
it,
her at the end of it and be
at
like,
the end
here,
of
was,
it,
here was my convo.
Not with a stylist, but with a barber. Say, all right, let's see, your haircut cost $50, the trim, the shave. That's another $50. All right, my 15 minutes of that segment cost you $500, so that'll be $350 max.
Yeah, let's see how that one goes over for you.
A little bit of breaking news here. I know you've been waiting with bated breath. Roki Sasaki has signed with the LA Dodgers.
I got news for you.
That's just, that's a tough one there.
Yeah, once the Padres were out last night, we kind of saw this one trending in this direction. So the Dodgers are going to win like, you know, 10 World Series in a row now?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that what's going to happen?
Well, what I really like about
I hate the super team that they have.
I hate that I don't hate them. I don't hate them. I don't hate the Dodgers.
Well, it's because you like Ohtani, and I like Ohtani. Or I'm putting that on you. We haven't discussed this, but I like Ohtani, and so I can justify a lot of the Dodgers through Ohtani.
I like Ohtani, and I like Mookie Betts, and I like how the Dodgers are. If it was just about screwing over small market teams, they're putting pressure on. If there's two big market teams spending at the level that the Dodgers are, the other one's the Mets. Everybody else has some sort of limit on it. So I kind of love that they're exposing.
They have the last great cable deal.
Well, yes, we know why. But the reason why I love this is it might be the thing that can institute change. The New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox have never been the have-nots. They didn't have a chance at Sasaki, right? They didn't have, I mean, they did. They were in the running. But, like these teams are not accustomed to being outbid to the level that they're being outbid. So, in the end, like, it was never going to be the small market owners rise up and take down the big market owners.
Sasaki had nothing to do with the financial aspect of this all because it was just the international.
It's Ohtani, it's all the big money. Like, I do think that there's becoming a gap within the 1% and like the 10% that I think eventually, I think the Steinbrenners are going to get upset at being, honestly, that second tier of spending. And I think they, plus the Fenway group, plus, you know, the Blue Jays group, like, I think those guys banding together and creating a hard cap and a hard floor, awful terminology, but basically addressing the true financial disparity might be the one way that we can ever get back to a point where the Guardians have a chance in free agency again.
It's a lot of wishful thinking. I hope you're right in the long term. I don't think this is going to change baseball at all. I really do love
how I just put my heart out there. I know. And you just crapped all over it.
Sorry.
Like, first date the barber.
If I believed in it, I wouldn't have done it that way.
Danny Cannell, college football analyst, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.